Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Truth, Errors, and Lies, Politics and Economics in a Volatile World by Gurzegorz W. Kolodko is a work of political economy that argues modern capitalism and globalization cannot be understood through narrow economic indicators or any single discipline. Drawing on his experience as a senior Polish policymaker and as an academic economist, Kolodko surveys how economic outcomes are shaped by politics, institutions, culture, and the changing international environment. The book aims to explain why the world economy behaves in unstable and sometimes surprising ways, and why confident orthodoxies often fail when confronted with crises and rapid change. A central purpose is to challenge simplified narratives, including the idea that markets alone determine results, and to propose a broader framework for thinking about development and policy choices. The result is an ambitious, wide-angle analysis intended for readers who want a concept-driven map of volatility rather than a technical textbook of models. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an interdisciplinary lens beyond GDP-centered thinking. Kolodko presents the global economy as a system whose dynamics cannot be reduced to production statistics or standard macroeconomic variables alone. He criticizes the tendency to treat GDP growth as a near-complete proxy for progress, arguing that prosperity and development have social, institutional, political, and cultural dimensions that interact with economic change. This broad stance is not simply rhetorical. It functions as a method for interpreting why similar economic policies can produce different outcomes across countries and periods, and why forecasts based on a narrow set of indicators are often unreliable. By connecting economic volatility to shifts in values, governance quality, technological change, and international power relations, he pushes the reader to treat political economy as a genuinely multi-causal field. The book positions this approach as an antidote to myopia in public debate, where short-term market movements or headline growth numbers can crowd out deeper questions about sustainability, social cohesion, and long-run development capacity. For the reader, the practical takeaway is a more demanding but more realistic way to interpret world events, one that resists single-factor explanations and forces careful attention to context. Secondly, globalization as an irreversible condition with uneven consequences. A major theme is that globalization has become a defining feature of the contemporary world economy, shaping the opportunities and constraints faced by states, firms, and societies. Kolodko emphasizes worldwide interdependence and the way shocks, innovations, and political decisions travel across borders. Rather than treating globalization as automatically beneficial or harmful, the book frames it as a complex process that can amplify both gains and vulnerabilities, depending on institutions and policy choices. This perspective helps explain why integration into global markets may coincide with rapid development in some settings and with instability or social backlash in others. The argument also directs attention to governance above the nation-state, because global interdependence creates problems that individual countries may struggle to solve alone. At the same time, the book does not imply that national policy is powerless. Instead, it asks what kinds of strategies and rules can help societies navigate openness while protecting long-term development goals. The reader is invited to think in terms of managing globalization rather than denying it, and to evaluate policy through the lens of distribution, resilience, and institutional strength. Thirdly, critique of neoliberalism and the limits of market-first reforms. Kolodko is deeply critical of neoliberal doctrines that treat privatization, deregulation, and shrinking the public sector as near-universal solutions. In his account, the idea that economic control should be transferred exclusively to the private sector ignores the importance of institutions, social objectives, and the political foundations of markets themselves. The book argues that simplistic market-first prescriptions can create fragility, weaken social legitimacy, and fail to address development challenges that require coordinated action. This critique does not amount to an anti-market manifesto. Instead, it challenges the claim that markets naturally deliver efficient and fair outcomes without deliberate rule-setting and public capacity. Kolodko stresses that the rules of the economic game matter, and that policy debate should focus on designing systems that balance incentives, social protection, and long-term investment in human and institutional development. For readers, the value is in reframing familiar arguments about state versus market into a question of governance quality, social aims, and pragmatic problem-solving. The book also encourages skepticism toward ideological certainty in economics, especially when it becomes a substitute for context-sensitive analysis. Fourthly, why crises defy extrapolation and single-cause explanations. The book highlights the inadequacy of what Kolodko describes as extrapolation theories, approaches that assume the continuation of prior processes and therefore miss turning points. he uses the reality of modern crises to illustrate how economic breakdowns can result from interacting financial, political, institutional, and psychological forces rather than from market variables alone. This argument is especially relevant to the general problem of prediction. When analysts rely on trend extension and equilibrium assumptions, they may underestimate the probability of rare but system-changing events. Coloco insists that understanding volatility requires attention to feedback loops between politics and economics, the role of ideas and narratives, and the way policy choices can unintentionally magnify risks. The reader is pushed to adopt a more plural and historically aware mindset, one that can accommodate discontinuities and regime changes rather than smoothing them away. The intellectual payoff is a framework that better matches the lived experience of economic turbulence, including rapid shifts in confidence and the political consequences of downturns. This also leads to a practical policy implication. Resilience depends on institutions and rules designed for uncertainty, not just for normal times. Lastly, new rules and pragmatic governance for development in a volatile world. Kolodko proposes that the central challenge is not to choose between simple ideological alternatives, but to craft workable rules and institutions for a world characterized by constant change. His interest in socioeconomic development reflects a belief that growth should be evaluated alongside social outcomes and long-run stability. The book connects this agenda to the need for conceptual innovation in economics and development policy. Because inherited frameworks can lag behind new realities of interdependence, technological change, and political fragmentation, while the discussion is wide-ranging, the through line is a call for pragmatic governance that learns from experience, respects complexity, and rejects opportunistic thinking in politics and policy. Kolodko also asks whether societies have meaningful influence over their future, a question that ties economic debates to democratic legitimacy and collective choice. For the reader, this theme integrates the earlier critiques into a constructive orientation. If volatility is structural, then policy must focus on adaptability, credible institutions, and balanced goals, rather than on narrow optimization. The book stands as an argument for policy thinking that is both ambitious in scope and realistic about constraints. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want an idea-driven map of how politics and economics intertwine, especially students of political economy, international development, globalization, and public policy. It is also relevant for policymakers and informed general readers who are dissatisfied with explanations that treat crisis, inequality, or institutional breakdown as side issues rather than core drivers of economic outcomes. The practical benefit is a more resilient way to reason about the world economy instead of relying on trend extrapolation or market-only stories. The reader learns to look for interacting causes, institutional bottlenecks, and the political constraints that shape policy. The intellectual benefit is the book's insistence that economics is inseparable from values, governance, and social structure, and that progress is broader than production. What helps it stand out among globalization and crisis books is the combination of breadth and a clear normative stance against conformism and simplistic orthodoxy, particularly neoliberal certainties. Kolodko offers a wide-angle, interdisciplinary approach that aims to be useful even to readers who disagree with his conclusions. Because it forces engagement with complexity and with the rule setting that underpins markets, in a crowded field of narrowly technical or purely polemical works, its distinctive contribution is a pragmatic, systems-level perspective on volatility and development. If you would like to support Grzegorz Kolodko, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.